So the sermon title today is called Push, P-U-S-H. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and we're going to read just a little bit more than verse 17, but if you turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to start reading from verse 16, we're going to read verse 16 through 18. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. And the scripture says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do you know, realize that God knows exactly where you're at right now? No matter what you're going through, He knows where you're at, He knows what you're going through, and if you stand on Romans 8:28, that all things are going to work together for good, because God has got me, I'm in the palm of His hands, and nothing is going to happen unless the Lord says it's going to happen. Amen? Amen? All right, so when we look at verse 18, or verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. It says, pray without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. How can that happen? How can that take place in your life that you can be a person that is walking this earth during the day as you go home at night and you're always have a constant prayer on your lips at all times? By you recognizing God's presence is with you at all times. That's number one. You have got to recognize that God's presence is with you at all times, that the indwelling presence of God dwells within your life. You are now a child of God. You have been born again from above. You have the Spirit of God that's dwelling within your life. God is always as close as a spoken word, as close as the inner thought. Say, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the living God today. Amen? Amen. Are you speaking to Him? Are you speaking to God as you go throughout your day? As you go through your daily activities? God be with me. God go before me. God bless me. Whatever I'm going to be doing, I pray that God will be with me no matter what is going on at all times. God be with my family. God, may your hand be upon my family. Yes, prayer without ceasing is possible. Now turn with me to John chapter 14 and verse 25. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, and verse 25. In verse 25, John 14 and verse 25, it says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that I have said to you. Verse 25 again, look at that. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. Can you imagine putting yourself back in this time and this age when Jesus was walking this earth and you were one of His disciples? And as one of His disciples, you would be walking throughout the day together. You would be talking to Him. He would be talking to you. You would be conversing all of the time. He would have been talking to you throughout the day, and also that you would be talking to Him. In verse 25, He says, I talked with you about these things when I was with you. Jesus Christ is not an absentee Savior. I'll say that again. Jesus Christ is not an absentee Savior. He is a Savior that is still with us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Look at verse 26 again. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Are you listening? Are you listening to the direction and the guidance of the Holy Spirit? Now turn with me to John chapter 16. John 16 and verse 12. John 16 and verse 12. In verse 12, He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore, I said that He will take of Mine, and He will declare it unto you. Brother and sister, the problem with so many Christians in the world today is Jesus is not real to them. Jesus is not real. They don't have that personal relationship that no matter what you're going on, no matter what you're taking place in your life, you can call on the Holy Spirit that is living within your life. And we're going to talk about it a little bit later on. But remember that we have said many, many times, the Holy Spirit that indwells your life is in perfect harmony with God the Father. And if you will listen to the Holy Spirit, He will lead you to a walk in oneness with the Father and in perfect harmony with God Himself. What does the Scripture say? His Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. I can, yes, indeed, know that I'm a child of God because His Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. And what does that mean? That when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you now have the presence of God, the Comforter, the Helper that is living within your life. In verse 7, same chapter, John 16, verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage. King James says it's expedient that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send Him to you. He says it's expedient that I go so that the Holy Spirit can come. And what He is going to do, He is going to lead you, He's going to guide you, and He is going to teach you. Prayer is not a one-way communication. It's two-way. I pray, I speak, and then I listen. And the question is, are you listening? What have we said? That the Spirit of God that indwells your life is in perfect harmony with God. You want to walk in harmony with God? Then start listening to the directing of the Holy Spirit. Look at John chapter 17, verse 20. John 17 and verse 20. He says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in Me through their word, that they all may be one as You, Father, are in Me, and I in You, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that You sent Me. And the glory which You gave Me, I have given them, that they may be one just as We are one, I in them, You and Me, and that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that You have sent Me and have loved them as You have loved Me. How does that harmony take place? Four-step process. Number one, you spend time in the Word of God. Number two, you spend time in prayer. Number three, you spend time in listening. And number four, you do what the Spirit says. That's how we walk in harmony with the Holy Spirit. That's how we walk in harmony with God. How do I know it's not just me thinking it, and how do I know that it's God? I get that question, or you hear that question quite often. So I'm thinking this, and I think it's the directing of the Holy Spirit, and I feel that it's the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but how do I know that's just not me thinking that? How do I know that it's just not an emotional experience I'm having and it's truly the Spirit of the living God that is speaking to me? Number one, whatever God tells you will line up with the Word of God. Got that? Whatever God tells you will line up with His Word. So you read these people, these wackos that say, well, God told me to go out and kill these 15 people. Did God tell them to go out and kill 15 people? No, He did not, because it does not line up with the Word of God. So we know who they're listening to, and it's not God. Number two, if you keep praying, He will review it over and over with you. God didn't tell Pastor Leo and Pastor Carol to start a church in this area one time. He continued to speak it by His presence, by the presence of the Holy Spirit. I want you to start this work. I want you to do this work. There's many people in this area that need to come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and there needs to be a lighthouse to the community in this area. So He didn't just speak it one time, But his spirit bore witness with my spirit that it was actually from God. In the U.S. today, now listen to me. In the U.S. today, anxiety, depression, and stress are at epidemic levels. And you all know that. We hear little kids say, I'm stressed. We hear little kids say, I'm anxious. We see little kids that are dealing with depression. If you don't believe me, just try to get a hold of a counselor and see if somebody will meet with you face on face. You'll find out that so many of them just don't have time for anybody else because they are book solid, because there are so many needs that they have in the United States. I never knew what any of these words meant until I was 40. I never dealt with stress when I was a little kid. I never dealt with anxiety when I was a little kid. I don't understand that, but we see little kids that are dealing with that today. Now let's read John 16 again. Go to John 16 and verse 12. In John 16 and verse 12. In verse 12 it says, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it unto you, and all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine, and he will declare it unto you. Now go back to John 14, verse 25. We're going to read that again. John 14 and verse 25. And it says in verse 25, it says, these things I have spoken to you while you were being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance the things that I have said to you. Do you know what the outcome of these verses are? If you look at John 14 and read verse 27, this is the outcome. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Shalom. Walking in existence of peace, in a life of peace, no matter what is going on around us. Jesus says, I offer you a peace that the world does not offer, because it's a peace that's in the midst of conflict. I don't have to worry about the election. I don't have to worry about the president. I don't have to worry about the world coming in. Why don't I have to worry about any of those things? Because I sit in the palm of my Father's hand, and no one can pluck me out. God's peace surrounds our life when we're walking and trusting in the Lord Jesus. If we are walking with God through the presence of the Holy Spirit, that abiding comfort, that abiding peace, then what in the world do I have to be anxious about? Nothing. Say these words with me. God is for me. God is with me. God is in me. Now turn with me to John 14, verse 16. John 14, verse 16. Verse 16, he says, and I pray that the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world, what? Cannot receive. You know why the world's so anxious? It's because they don't have the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit to bring comfort and peace into their life. Amen. He says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. How does he come to us? Through the presence of the Holy Spirit. What more peace? If we want more peace in our life, we need to strengthen that connection that we have with God through his word. I suppose I better get to the sermon, right? So the sermon title was PUSH. PUSH is a Christian acronym for you pray until something happens. You pray until something happens. Now, we can't always say that we are going to pray until the answer comes through, because that may not be the thing that always happens when you have prayer. The important thing about prayer is not about you, but it's about God. And the important thing about prayer is I may not get the answer that I am looking for immediately, but I will get His abiding presence. Have you ever said in your life, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to take place in this situation. I don't know what we're going to have to deal with, but I know it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I felt His presence. I felt His nearness. I shared in CE this morning that the beginning, the front cover, the first page in this book to the last page of this last page of this book is everything about what? Being everything's going to be okay. That we belong to God. Now, PUSH is the Christian acronym for prayer until something happens. Now, turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. So we're going to leave John. I know we've been hanging around John quite a while today. But if we go to Matthew 7 and verse 7, in CE today, we read this in Luke. But we're going to read it in Matthew now. But in Matthew chapter 7, I'm going to read it from the New King James Version, and I'm going to read it from the NLT. So Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you if his son asks for bread and will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? So, the very beginning, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened. Now, let me read it from the NLT. This is how it says in the NLT. It says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Now, you think about that just for a moment. What you're praying for right now, and you can say, well, I prayed about it, you know, and it just did not happen. I've been asking, I've been seeking, I've been knocking. But you know what? We need to keep asking, we need to keep seeking, and we need to keep knocking, and you may not know the answer today. What we are seeking is the abiding peace of God, that He is the one that is in control. Amen. Not you, not the situation, but the God we serve. By the presence of the Holy Spirit living in our life, we know that He is the one that is in control. So in your life today, I want you to start pushing, start seeking, and start listening. For those that may not know Christ, you were not born on this earth to be on an island by yourself. This scripture makes it so evident. There is no one that is born on this earth that is supposed to be on an island, I've got this. Because it will eat you up with stress and anxiety and frustration and depression when you try to handle it on your own. Somebody would say, well, knowing Jesus, that's just because you're weak. No, that's because you're a fool. Because everyone that is born on this earth is supposed to have a relationship with their Heavenly Father. Because He designed us that way. So when we say that God has a God plan, and God has a God purpose for everyone in this earth. If you're not living the God plan and God purpose, you're never going to have peace. You're never going to have shalom in your life. You're always going to be irritated. You're always going to be frustrated. And you're always going to have to deal with stress and anxiety because you're trying to deal with it on your own. It starts by connecting to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Then start listening to the direction of the Holy Spirit. the relationship that young people are looking for is not found in Facebook, and it's not found in Snapchat, and it's not found in all these other things. The real relationship that they are looking for and don't even know it is Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. He's the one that is going to bring peace into their life, not a relationship on Snapchat. You don't ever know the person. We know how much lies and deception that is in there. If you want something real in your life and you want something authentic in your life, then you need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. The Lord, I want you to walk away from here today. We're done. I want you to walk away from here today, and I want you to tune in just a little bit tighter on the Holy Spirit that dwells within your life. He's not just talking to Leo. Come on now. He's talking to all of you. If only you will listen. Tune into that Holy Spirit. Father, I read this scripture. I don't understand it. I pray about it. Lord, I seek your guidance. I seek your direction. I seek your direction. He is here. The Holy Spirit that dwells within your life is here to guide, direct, lead, and reveal to you a closer relationship with your Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Will you stand with me today? Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for that nearness and that closeness of that relationship that we can each have with you today. It's not just a pastor thing. It's not just a preacher thing. It's not just a missionary thing. It's not even just an Apostle Paul thing. We can all have that intimate relationship with you, and not only have that intimate relationship, but know that your Holy Spirit is there to lead us through the challenges of life, the mazes of life, that, Father, that we belong to you, and you love us so much that you want to bless us today. Father, I pray for anybody that has not made that connection with Jesus today. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed, would there be one? Pray for me. I need to make that connection. I've been looking on Snapchat. I've been looking on all these other avenues, and there's nothing out there that's real. I want something real in my life. Would there be one? For the rest of us today, Father, I pray that, Lord, you would help us to tune that channel in closer, that we will listen to the direction and the guidance and the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our life, that we would develop a oneness that is beyond anything that we could ever thought that we could achieve or receive. And I ask that, Father, over this congregation and their faithfulness and their love for you, that you would bless them and open the windows of heaven and pour it out upon them and their families. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You are all dismissed. Have a great, wonderful day and the rest of this week.